CRTV's radio network service. Here is the news read by Snorcel Ano Ebier. A 200 million francs worth hatchery with a capacity of producing 57,000 day-old chicks every day has been inaugurated in Maroua. Many parents across the country have complained about their inability to acquire some new textbooks inserted on the official book list, mainly because the books are not yet available. The 7 p.m. in-depth segment will investigate the phenomenon. Doctors in Nigerian public hospitals say they will not even provide emergency care during their seven-day nationwide strike to demand the release of their colleague who was kidnapped 8 months ago. Those are the main points. Now the news in full. The Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, has inaugurated a new hatchery in Maroua, Far North region, capable of producing over 57,000 day-old chicks daily. The hatchery, furnished with modern equipment worth 200 million CFA francs, is in line with the vision of the Livestock Development Fund for the North to develop livestock farming. Sylvester Temken reports from CRTV Far North in Maroua.
The inauguration of the new hatchery equipped with the state-of-the-art technology constructed by the Livestock Development Fund for the North will help develop the poultry sector in the three northern regions, whose activities have nosedived as it integrates the latest technology for high production capacity and maximum biosecurity and welfare. The Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, during the ceremony attended by the governors of the Far North and Adamawa regions, alongside a cross-section of personalities, stressed that the new hatchery is proof of government's commitment to meet the needs of poultry farmers and the fight against poverty and unemployment, as inputs were also donated to them for a solid foundation. This is to support women for their socio-economic insertion, and the women play a very important role in the economy. The hatchery has a capacity to hatch thousands of eggs, and this is also an eye-opener for elites and other private sectors to follow. Prior to the inauguration ceremony, the Mini Pierre Boss equally chaired the 71st ordinary session of the Livestock Development Fund for the North, where he lauded the level of execution of projects through a dynamic team piloted by Amadou Siadu. Maroua, Sylvester Temkin, CRTV.
In the meantime, the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, has enjoined some 150 women in Diamare Division of the Far North region who have been trained in fish and poultry farming to avail themselves of support from the government and its partners and contribute to the import substitution policy of the country. He was speaking today afternoon while launching the training program that will continue this Tuesday in Mokolo in the Mayo Chanaga Division, initiated by the Francoise Puene Foundation for Liberty. Ngugi Henry reports from Maroua.
The participants in the training in fish and poultry farming came from the 9 subdivisions of the Diamare Division.
I reside in Maroua. We've come here today to learn how to rear our animals in order to help our children and our families tomorrow.
It was organized by the Ministry of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries in partnership with the Francoise Puene Foundation for Liberty. Senator Francoise Puene is the president of the foundation.
I'm here to continue to support this new government ambition to reduce poverty and empower women.
The Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, enjoins the women to avail themselves of the first ever ultra-modern poultry hatchery unit for the three northern regions inaugurated this Monday. Support from partners like the foundation fight poverty and contribute to the import substitution drive. The women received materials to start poultry and fish farming, plus and of course attestations during the event attended by the governors of the Adamawa and Far North regions. The training continues this Tuesday in Mokolo in the Mayo Chanaga Division. Ngugi Henry on a special assignment in Maroua.
The Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, has officially launched the second phase of the emergency project to fight against food insecurity in Gambola in Manju subdivision of the East Region. The ceremony that saw the support of FAO to small-scale farmers was attended by East Governor Gigwam Vongom and country representatives of state development partners, amongst others. Celestine Sumbele caught up with the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, who now sheds more light on today's ceremony.
I'm happy to launch the phase two of the emergency project to fight against food insecurity in our country. We have the assistance of the FAO. This assistance aims to build the capacity of smallholders to respect good practices in agriculture in order to increase their productivity and their production. The FAO gives them improved seeds and seedling. You have cassava cuttings, you have banana. You have a seed for market gardening, and the FAO give them tools and help them to improve their productive capacity. This is very important because, you know, this area receive a lot of IDPs, and we are here to help them to express the solidarity of our country.
Some political party leaders and members of the civil society have attributed the low registration on electoral registers on the lack of trust in the democratic process and poor access to registration centers. 5 days to the August 31 deadline, the politicians say the figures published by Elections Cameroon (ELECAM) do not reflect the expected electoral engagement. Collect Jani reports.
Despite the active participation from all election stakeholders, barely 50% of the qualified population has so far enrolled on Elections Cameroon Register, a situation some politicians have pinned on the lack of trust. Dr. Pierre Balegwen-Kotz is the Secretary General of the UPC and Henry Kenjang, National Communication Secretary of the SDF Party.
The real problem is that the people, they don't trust on elections in this country. And if they don't trust the election, then they don't trust the democracy.
I think the system is still very prone with flaws. How will you explain the fact that back home you are registering with identity card and abroad you cannot register with your passport? Imagine cases of the hinterlands where people don't have access to the centers. How do they cope?
A situation the politicians say can hardly be redressed before the August 31 deadline for voters' registration in Cameroon.
We have to build another strategy. Registration to set it in the quarter and in the village. If they want the democracy to prevail, to bring the people to register themselves.
The euphoria is there, but much still needs to be done. More registration centers should be located closer to the people, or ELECAM should move towards those people.
Stakeholders in the sector have equally suggested the revision of the electoral code by bringing down the voting age to 18 so as to get more youths involved in the electoral process.
At 10 minutes past 7, it is time to unravel the in-depth segment. The Adamawa Delegation of Trade has launched promotional sales campaigns designed specifically to support parents in finding affordable prices on essential school supplies during this back-to-school season. Many parents who visited these sales areas acknowledge that significant discounts are offered on all school needs. Ellis Wajibanmia reports from Goundary.
The special promotional sales launched by the Adamawa Delegation of Trade on August 5 seeks to offer a range of discounts on essential school supplies, including uniforms, textbooks, and stationery. So far, the campaign has been helping parents to manage the cost of equipping their children for the new school year.
Hassan Ibrahim, I came here because it's cheaper than in town. For example, a ledger of 500 pages costs 2,800 francs, while in town it is 3,000.
The exercise book of 100 pages. In the market, it's 250, but here it's 180.
The operation that is unfolding in all five divisions of the region not only offers affordable prices, but also helps to bridge the gap for those who might be struggling with the cost of education-related expenses. Muhammadu Kavai is the Adamawa Delegate of Trade. This operation, instructed by the Minister of Trade, seeks not only to ensure the availability of school materials to parents at affordable prices, but it also goes a long way to provide goods of basic necessity to the public. Muhammadu Kavai adds that the campaign provides budget-friendly options to make sure families can find what they need without stretching their finances. Alice Wajibanmia, CRTV News, Ngaundiri.
Not all textbooks prescribed in the new book list for the 2024-2025 academic year are available on bookshelves or bookshops in Garowa. Although most of the textbooks at the primary level are available to pupils, it is not the same with secondary school students. Booksellers have attributed the situation to a number of factors, as Mercy Ashunyaboye reports from Garowa.
Introducing new textbooks into the school syllabus at the start of a new school year is often a big challenge to many parents who sometimes do not have the money to buy on time and sometimes cannot even find the books prescribed on the shelves of many bookstores and libraries. At the moment, we have some textbooks in English, Spanish, books for from 4, from 3, from 2. Most of the books are available for primary schools. In other libraries, the textbooks are scarce on library shelves. For elementary classes, I already found some in French, some in English. We didn't find books in mathematics, so with the little means, we would have loved to get all the books. Traders in the market are already worried about the scarcity that is a concern to many buyers. Until now, some books have not been dispatched here, like French, maths, English, and since the book list was changed, it is a bit complicated. We don't know if the authors are still writing or maybe there are no books available. Meantime, parents are hopeful that the situation will return to normal once classes kick off. Mercy Ashunyabe, CLTV News, Garowa.
Rigobert Maniga now highlights the issue students and teachers go through whenever a change comes into force in textbooks in the following report.
Mr. Anchang Elvis, who runs a private school in Emana Yaoundé, says it becomes momentarily challenging in the management of the entire teaching and learning process when a change occurs in textbooks.
The introduction of new materials can disrupt established classroom routines, requiring teachers to adapt their management strategies. New textbooks may not come with adequate supplementary resources like workbooks or online materials.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Delphine Dianga, a secondary school teacher, says the situation has always been a multifaceted setback to parents and learners, though necessary.
If you have like 5 children, one in class 3, others, you need to buy them textbooks. I have about 5 textbooks that are no longer in use. That student, maybe the parent knew that, okay, since you're repeating, the burden is less because you have your books already, but the child will have to go back to the market.
Mr. Anchang testifies to how students grapple with the change.
New textbooks might present information in an unfamiliar way, making it difficult for students to grab concepts they previously understood.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Dianga understands that the change defeats the teacher's continuous quest for results.
At times they even change the textbooks and then you don't have them in the market at the moment. And within that time, what are you doing? Like you're still in the air. It's really difficult. I can't assure you that at the start you can have good results.
Teachers, like parents and learners, are aware of the study dynamics that come to play with changes in textbooks, but are also ready to thrive.
The school textbooks are once again making headline news on the eve of the new school year, with a slow supply causing concerns among parents. Beton Osumba took interest in the issue and comments that it warrants greater attention and immediate action to be taken to accelerate their worries regarding or alleviate worries regarding the upcoming academic year. His report.
Since March 19, 2024, the list of school textbooks for the 2024-2025 academic year has been made available. The Minister of Secondary Education, Alova Lyonga, disclosed this information to ensure ample time for the educational community to prepare for the introduction of new books into the curriculum. Despite this, concerns have arisen less than 2 weeks before the start of the school year. Books are trickling into bookstores, leading to unnecessary speculation. This recurring issue is attributed to conflicts of interest among stakeholders within the system. Despite attempts to introduce competition into the sector, the situation has not improved. Ultimately, authorities may be compelled to explore alternative methods for managing the supply chain and commercialization of school textbooks. It is important that students are not adversely affected by all these challenges.
Some parents in Cameroon have been complaining about the change in the book list for some classes, saying that they are having a hard time trying to cope with the decision. The guest on the 7 p.m. news is a permanent secretary of the National Book Commission, Professor Marcelin Mvunda Etwa. He discusses the issue with Winston Lebga.
Professor Marcelin Mvunda Etwa, we are glad to have you as a guest on the 7 p.m.
It is my pleasure to be your guest.
What guides the choice of textbooks meant for the school curriculum?
The choice of the textbook is guided first by the curricula, and on the 14th of June 2023, the Minister of Secondary Education signed an arrêté modifying the content of the curricula of the study from Form 1 to Form 5 and from 6e to 3e. It is that document who describes what should be put inside a book that guided the evaluation and the selection of all the new textbooks from Form 1 to Form 5 and from 6e to 3e that will be used this school year.
Some parents are complaining about the recent changes, saying that it is costly, the books cannot be handed down, and that the decision does not consider the difficult economic times. They wonder what will happen to those who have repeated classes. What's your reaction to that?
The complaint of the parent of our textbook being costly have to be balanced. You cannot say something is costly when you don't have element of comparison. And if you compare the prices of the textbook in our country with the prices of textbook in the country around us, you will see that our textbooks are still cheaper than those who are used in the other countries. For example, not a single textbook of the primary school costs 2,000 francs in our country, even for the secondary.
Do you feel concerned about worries that some of the books are not available?
Almost all the textbooks that are on the book list of this coming school year are available. Some of them are still lacking, but they will not be lacking for long because from information we got from publishers, those textbooks who all are printed abroad are either under custom or in the seaport of Douala already.
Thank you for your time, Professor Marcelin Mvunda Etwa.
Thank you, Winston Lebga.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. The Douala Ghana Co-Obstetric and Pediatric Hospital has launched a two-week campaign for children from 0 to 16 years. Free consultations and health checks at reduced cost constitute the package reserved for children at this back-to-school period. The fifth edition of the campaign was launched today by the Director General of the Health Facility, Professor Emil Budu. Cynthia Etim reports from Douala.
The ophthalmology section of the Douala Gynecoobstetric and Pediatric Hospital goes busy as a beehive, with parents bringing their children to evaluate their eyesight at the free consultation. Marceline Comfac is a parent.
I came to check the children. Then when I came here, they told me that there's a campaign. They check their teeth. and their eyes.
The hospital management wants to reach out to at least 5,000 children from 0 to 16 years old, offering a variety of solutions to kids in what concerns the eyes, ears, teeth, blood group malaria, and biological tests like blood count and more at reduced costs. Professor Emil Mbudu is Director General of the Douala Gynecology Obstetric and Pediatric Hospital.
The campaign is about detection of some diseases on the children going to school. We are targeting diseases like audition, difficulty in seeing. We are targeting the main cause of absence in school for the children.
The campaign, to end on September 6, is intended to arm children with good health ahead of the upcoming school year. This ties strongly to the notion that a healthy mindset is also a vector of academic excellence. Cynthia Etimisia, TV News, Douala.
Some school children have received didactic materials to enable them better prepare for the next school year. The gifts were donated by the Littoral Regional Council on Barrister Ferdinand Edimo Nana to celebrate hard work and peaceful coexistence in Kongsamba and the Mongo Division at large. This was during an event chaired by the Senior Divisional Officer for Mongo Division, Yves Bertrand Janam, and was characterized by a football match to end the Kongsamba Holiday Tournament, dubbed Edimo Nana 2024 Championship. Madon Kwele Bizatia reports from CRTV Littoral.
The over 200 kids from Kongsamba and other parts of the Mongo Division turned out massively to receive their school manuals for a hitch-free school resumption. Gifts they've earned thanks to their outstanding performances in the last school year, as they express gratitude.
I receive a school bag and other things. I receive a bag, books, pens, and I am very grateful.
The academic excellence ceremony in his seed edition, coupled with the finals of the Kongsamba Holiday Football Tournament, all initiated by the Littoral Regional Councillor Barrister Ferdinand Edimo Nana, was to celebrate hard work, unity and peaceful coexistence.
It is important to promote living together, especially during holidays, to better start the new school year.
The SD of the Vuri Division, Yves Bertrand Jana, congratulated the kids, reassuring them that all is set for a smooth resumption of classes. He equally appreciated the initiative, which goes a long way to encourage the youths who are Cameroon's future. The football match pitting Carrefour Leroy FC and Manengole FC ended 2-0 in favor of Carrefour Leroy. Madon Kwele Bezatia, CRTV News, Kongsamba.
We have this press release from the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education. The Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Foto, will on Tuesday, the 27th of August 2024, as from 11 a.m. in the conference room of the Yaoundé Reference Multipurpose Youth Empowerment Center located at Madagascar, preside over the capacity building workshop for peer educators and educational relays in observation mechanisms on violence, drugs, and other psychotropic substances in order to prevent and fight their marketing and use in schools, universities, and out-of-school environments, signed the head of the communication unit, David Ketem. In news out of Cameroon, doctors in Nigerian public hospitals have started a 7-day nationwide strike to demand the release of their colleague, Dr. Ganiya Popola, who has been held by kidnappers for 8 months. The mother of five was taken from her home in the middle of the night on the 27th of December 2023 alongside her husband and her niece. Her husband was released in March after a ransom was reportedly paid, but the kidnappers held on to the ophthalmologist and her relative. The doctors said they will not even provide emergency care during the strike. At least 60 people have been killed after a dam burst because of heavy rainfall in war-torn Sudan. Such operations are currently underway, but there are fears that the death toll could be even higher. The Arbat Dam has a capacity of 25 million cubic meters and is a main source of drinking water for the coastal city of Port Sudan, where the military government is based. After being ravaged by 16 months of civil war, Sudan is now experiencing torrential rains and floods that have killed dozens and forced tens of thousands from their homes. The Member of Parliament for the Boya Urban constituency, Honorable Malomba Esembe, has reaffirmed the commitment of his supporters to stand for President Paul Biya, given his determination to promote peace and development. He was speaking at the close of the holiday football tournament dubbed Nawiwi Boya Urban Football Tournament, an initiative of the Honorable Member of Parliament. Details with Kangelion Caesar from CRTV Southwest.
The finals of the month-long holiday tournament pulled thousands of locals to the Boya Town Municipal Stadium, serving as another opportunity for the Honorable Member of Parliament for Boya Urban Constituency, Malumba Esembe, to remind the locals of the objectives.
The first, to promote social cohesion, bring together the communities that make up our constituency. Second objective was to engage the people to understand their civic duty about voter registration. The third objective was to promote sports.
The final weeks of the tournament were accompanied by back-to-school messages and gifts.
It is the season, and so we want to thank especially one of the sponsors who joined us in this endeavor to provide some material, school bags, books, and pens to our kids as they go back to school 2 weeks from now.
Participants say the tournament was essential to further build cohesion amongst locals.
The competition, really, it's one of its kind, and we believe in years to come, we'll see more of this.
I'm so very happy to be here now. I just want to thank all the committee for giving us this privilege. It's really a privilege for the taxi drivers also in Boya to be at this tournament.
Boya City Drivers picked up the maiden trophy after beating Longstreet by 3-2. Kange, Leon Caesar, CRTV, Boya.
To end this news here once again at the main points. A 200 million francs worth hatchery with the capacity of producing 57,000 day-old chicks every day has been inaugurated in Maroua. Many parents across the country have complained about their inability to acquire some new textbooks inserted on the official book lists, mainly because the books are not yet available. Doctors in Nigerian public hospitals say they will not even provide emergency care during their 7-day nationwide strike to demand the release of their colleague who was kidnapped 8 months ago. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.